Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing." What we must come to grips with as Christians and as churches is that unbelievers will view our message as foolishness, puny, nonsensical. The world will believe what it wants to believe. If you were just to walk into our house unexpectedly one day, there's a good chance that Sophia, my daughter, would be in her room reading, Sam, my son, would be building something, Christy, my wife, would be in the kitchen or at her desk in the schoolroom, and Jack, my oldest son, would be at the piano. And chances are that he would be playing an old Doobie Brothers song called "What a Fool Believes." The song is about a man who is hopelessly in love with a woman who does not share the same sentiment, but he just doesn't see it. And the chorus goes like this: "What a fool believes, he sees. No wise man has the power to reason away." Well, that's a fitting description of the worldly wise, those who are perishing. They're actually described in this particular passage. They believe the message of the cross is nonsensical, and there's no worldly way to reason with them. You do not have the power in your words, in your wisdom, in your arguments to reason them out of that mindset. We should not expect outsiders, unbelievers, to be favorable to the message of the cross. We know that from the outset, that they will be hostile. But this is not some new turn of events in Paul's day. We see this all the way back in the garden with Adam and Eve. Didn't they essentially view God's word as foolish, insufficient, as incapable of bringing them what they really desired? And then with Cain, sloughing off the honor and worship of the word of God. And from there we find a downward spiral of man elevating himself, his own ideas, his own words above God. We read to Genesis 11 and discover a people who want to build a tower so high that they will literally be in the heavens, attempting to surpass or elevate themselves above God so as to make a name for themselves. Unbelievers want nothing to do with God's message. And we must be careful here, church, because there are plenty of times where we try to dress up the gospel to make it more attractive, or we try to tone it down to make it less harsh. And when churches do that, they remove the bite and the beauty of the cross, leaving themselves with no real power to offer people. They are letting the culture speak into what the Bible should mean instead of letting the Bible speak into the culture and do its transformative work. When you pray today, please remember David Marroquin and his family are changemaker missionaries in Guatemala. And also remember the Yoruba Life Word broadcast that's heard in Nigeria.